Our reading for today comes from 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 through 10. I'll be reading from the NRSV, so it may look a little bit different on your screen. Hear the word of the Lord. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he couldn't see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord went and lay down. The Lord called again, Samuel. Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. But he said, I did not call you, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord got up to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. You may be seated. For the last 2 weeks, Pastor Jim has been taking us through different call stories in the Bible. We've learned about Jeremiah and his reluctance to be a prophet. We heard about Ruth and how she was called to cling to Naomi. Today, we are going to talk about Samuel and his call story. This story and how it takes time for Samuel to recognize God's calling has similarities to my own experience of being called. So, like Pastor Jim did with Jeremiah, I'm going to share of my own call story with you to help us think more about how a call story can unfold. Samuel's story started before he was born with his mother Hannah, a woman that we are told had been barren for many years. She was so desperate for a child that the way in which she prayed made Eli the priest think she was drunk. Hannah was begging God for a child and promised that if God gave her a son, she would immediately give him back to the Lord and that he would live as a Nazirite. Now, God's people already live a life set apart. They are a distinct community that lives and worships in ways different from others. The Nazirites are a group distinct even from other Jews. They dedicate their life and lifestyle to God by not drinking wine or cutting their hair. God heard Hannah's prayer, and she gave birth to her son, Samuel. Just as she promised God, Hannah gave him back to the Lord, bringing him to serve at the temple in Shiloh under Eli. Samuel was already dedicated to God. He was living as a Nazirite and serving God in the temple. So why does he need any further calling from God? If we are already Christians and have promised to live faithfully in response to our salvation, what more does God need to call us to? But there is something more that God was calling Samuel to in this story. Our reading for today began by telling us that Samuel was ministering to the Lord and that the word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. This sets the stage for how Samuel responded when God called him. If visions were not common in Samuel's life, and Samuel thought he already knew what God wanted from him, why would he be looking for a new calling from God? So, when God called Samuel's name late one night, Samuel responded by going to Eli. Samuel has been serving God his entire life by following the priest Eli. He expected that if someone was calling his name, it was going to be Eli. We can reach a place of complacency in our lives where we feel like we have reached our goals or know what the rest of our life is going to look like. It's easy to stop looking for God's direction because we think it's been figured out already. Today's passage also tells us that Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Even though Samuel grew up living in the temple and serving the Lord, he was still lacking in his knowledge of and relationship with God. Perhaps this lack is part of what kept him from understanding on his own that it was God calling him in this story. This statement about Samuel shows how it's possible to be serving God by attending church and even volunteering and working in the church and still not know God or still be learning about God. I've grown up attending church. I studied religion in undergrad, and I just finished my first year of divinity, of a master of divinity. And I still know there's so much more for me to learn about God. I've recognized for myself that growing up, my faith was reliant on how my parents raised me, what they believed, and what my home church taught. They created an amazing foundation for my faith, but it was strengthened and my knowledge of God deepened when I started to have questions and wrestle with my faith. I struggled to write this sermon, and standing in front of you today, I feel unworthy to preach this message because I still feel like my own relationship with God is lacking. Our faith needs to be more than a habit. It is a faithful response to God, and as we see in Samuel's story, the way to respond can change over time as God continues to call you. A large part of that call will always be God wanting to be in a closer relationship with you. When I first started undergrad, I thought that I was going to be an environmental lawyer. I started undergrad at 16 years old at a school in Massachusetts. It was a very different community than I was used to, coming from small town Albemarle, North Carolina. For the first time in my life, I was living away from my faith community, surrounded by people with different beliefs. My first semester, I didn't know anyone who attended church regularly, and I struggled to make friends in part because of my faith. I had conversations with people where I felt like I had to justify or explain what I believed, and I started to question those beliefs. I wrestled with ideas on inclusion and how to be friends with a wider variety of people. My relationship with God took new shape during that time as I had to re-examine what I believed in. I almost dropped out of college after my first semester, but came back in the spring and met someone who I could have those difficult conversations with. And from that wrestling and growing in my faith, I began to feel like God was leading me to something different. I had no idea what that was at first, and so I began trying to think of another major that might be a better fit for me. Samuel lay down again, trying to fall back asleep, and he heard that voice calling his name again. So he ran to Eli, saying, "Here I am, for you called me." Samuel heard the same voice and responded in the same way by going to Eli. Samuel had expectations and assumptions about his life. He was serving at the temple under Eli. If someone is calling to him in the middle of the night, of course it is Eli, even if Eli just told him that he was not calling him. Spring break of my freshman year, I attended a teen event for a different church. At the event, they were talking about a short-term mission trip that the teen group was going to do to Hawaii that summer. Two people had to drop out, so there were extra spots available. I was interested and felt a nudge to go. I told my parents that I was interested, but we agreed it seemed impossible that we would be able to raise the money in time for me to go. That Sunday, however, my dad mentioned it to my pastor, and he said that we should try. The church put together a spaghetti dinner fundraiser for me, and we raised a miraculous amount of money from that dinner. From that event and the generosity of others, I quickly had enough money to go on that trip. I began to wonder if this was what I had been missing. God wanted me to go on this trip. Maybe that was what I had felt God leading me to recently. Maybe I didn't have to change my major. Maybe I just needed to go on this trip. I was comfortable with my life and my plans and didn't see a need to change them. I went back to school after spring break and finished my first year of undergrad, happy again with my major and excited for the summer mission trip. For the second time, Eli told Samuel to go back to bed. And the story repeats again. God called Samuel, and Samuel went to Eli, saying, "Here I am, for you called me." And finally, Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy, and he gave him instructions for how to respond. Samuel needed someone to know what he was experiencing and to help him discern what was happening. So Samuel laid back down, and when God called him again, he said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Going to church and being involved in the church isn't always enough to be able to hear God. We need to continue developing our relationship with God, and sometimes we need people in our lives who can help us out of patterns we may be stuck in. I needed that discernment from an outside source to help me better understand the call that was unfolding in my life. And it came from a surprising place. During the summer, before I went on the mission trip to Hawaii, I had a dentist appointment. And as dentists and dental hygienists do, while they have their hands in your mouth doing their thing, I'm asked what my plans are for the summer. I tell the dental hygienist about the things I will be doing, including the mission trip to Hawaii. She then asked me, "Have you ever thought about being a missionary?" And sitting there, with her hands still in my mouth, I just had to say, "Okay, God, I'm listening." Her simple question helped me to realize that the miracles leading me to be able to go on the summer mission trip was not the full picture of what God was calling me to. God calling Samuel in this story does not mean that Samuel was not called by God to serve in the temple under Eli. Hannah's story shows us God's hand in leading Samuel to that place. This story shows us that one's call is not stagnant. It continues to unfold as God calls us, and we experience that fuller calling when we continue to deepen our relationship with God. Yes, God was calling me to go on that trip. But that was not the end of God's calling in my life. I went to Hawaii, and the entire time, even while feeling very sick because of allergies, I had this sense of belonging and rightness. And on the last night of the trip, I said out loud for the first time that God was calling me to full-time missions. After earning my associates, I transferred to a Nazarene school, my denomination, where I earned a degree focusing on religion and intercultural ministry. During that time, and especially after my internship experience in Ukraine, I felt my call unfolding more as I now understood it to include working with children. I then served as a missionary in Armenia for 18 months. And during that time, I again experienced an unfolding of my call as I felt a strong connection to that part of the world. And my time with the people there moved me to want more education and working with people in crisis or who have experienced trauma. And that led me to Duke Divinity School. And now, even today, I am trying to discern, and honestly fighting against, the possibility that my call is unfolding to include preaching. Like Pastor Jim shared in his sermon on Jeremiah and how he resisted being called to ministry at the local church, I have resisted being called to preach. However, I am thankful for the opportunity that I have been given to serve at this church and to be able to say to God, "Speak, your servant is listening," as I preach my first sermon. Our passage ended today with those words from Samuel. His story, of course, does not end there. His call continues to unfold. The end of chapter 3 tells us that as Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. God continued to appear and reveal God's word to Samuel. And as Samuel's relationship with God grew, so did God's calling for Samuel unfold. When Samuel responded to God's call that night, he had no idea where it would lead him, but he trusted God, listened to the advice of someone close to him who helped him with the discernment process, and stayed in a close relationship with God. Being happy and content with your life is not a bad thing, but is your contentment preventing you from hearing the next step God is calling you to? Are you resisting potential changes in your life? The way that God's call can unfold in your life is not limited to people who are being called into full-time ministry. If you have a relationship with God and are actively trying to deepen that relationship, God will lead you to new things in your life. So, consider your relationship with God. How can you deepen it? Reflect on your life. Have you felt a nudge or a call to do something more or different? Think about the people around you. Can you help them in their discernment process? Or do you see places where God may be calling them to something new? God desires to be in relationship with us. So, God calls to us. And while hearing that call can be difficult, and answering it even more so, amazing things can happen when we respond. And all God's people said, Amen.